You know, I haven't given it a lot of thought, but today's the ultimate day. The ultimate Deca-Yah, Sandstorm, Marky Mark, whatever you want to put on it. Today would be the ultimate day for it. Maybe not for you, but it is for me, yo. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. It is a Getaway Friday. Hey, I don't want to be up in your grill about that. Nobody likes that guy. I hate being that guy. Was there a San Diego Supercharger in there, Alvy? There's a little sandstorm for you. Hey, Alvy, just empty it. Whatever you have, Alvy, give it to me. Live in Southern California, I am Jim Rome. Broadcasting from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It is a party up in here. Why is it a party up in here? Not because it's Friday. The grind includes Friday. I'm not that guy. I don't live Friday to Friday. But I do have 2 weeks off. The ultimate Rome fam vacay. Every year, middle of summer, 2 weeks. I go away, suck on battery acid, refuel. Okay, Halby. Now we're getting somewhere.
2 weeks.
Telephone toll free, 1-800-636-8686. I could do an entire open with nothing but that. Don't you dare take any of that away from me, Alvy. Give it back, son. Give it back. Now I'm feeling good. So I'm off for 2 weeks, starting on Monday. We have got this thing set up. Some great guest hosts coming in. I go away for 2 weeks, refuel, rejuvenate, suck on the battery acid, come back, get ready for the NFL season, grind out. Today is that day. Make sure, let's go strong into this thing. You've got your telephone number. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Damn, Alvy, my head's going to explode. I feel awesome. It's all about the you. Who let Cilio in my house? Oh, dude, Def Leppard? Alvin, this is amazing. If you would only pitch me this. You can find me... Wow. You can find me on Twitter. You can also hit me up on email, Rome, R-O-M-E, at havetate.com. Today's the ultimate day to bust open the opening segment. I am. Guarantee my suits in New York are like, hey, that's great, Rome. You got anything you want to talk about? Have you got any content? Well, I've got lots of content. I've got content for days. But the best show open ever. Call me right now. I'll break the format. Best call through gets through in the open. All right, in terms of that show... Tyler Kepner is a baseball writer for the New York Times. He'll join me next segment. Yankees making moves. It's always about the Yankees. Now, with the Yankees, there's some good news and some bad news. Hey, Avi, can you do an entire program with that underneath me? Get it, Stevie Carbone. Today is Friday, Hood. All day.
Friday.
Get it, Steve.
Fools on Friday.
Tyler Kepner coming up next segment. We'll talk about the moves the Yankees are making. Hour number two, Golden State Warriors guard Damian Lee. Hour number three, the Atlanta Braves getting representation in the jungle. Charlie Culberson. Stay strong, Alvy. Keep doing it. I want to talk about the Yankees and the move that they made. Yesterday, it seemed like all the baseball news was going to be about the Cubs getting Cole Hamels or Milwaukee getting Joaquin Soria, I should say. But it wasn't. It was about the Yankees. Yeah, I know who that is. That's John Lennon's old lady. Other baseball news. Remember like a month ago when the brightest minds in the sport said that every playoff spot in the American League had already been wrapped up before the All-Star break? Yeah, well, neither do the freaking Oakland A's. Look at them right now. Don't sleep on them. I will get into that. Back to the NFL. Man, this open, Alvin. This open, though. In the NFL, you know how Bill Belichick wanted nothing to do with any conversation about Malcolm Butler? Yeah, well, Malcolm Butler is not afraid to talk about Malcolm Butler. That story's coming up. Also in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns. have got a little bit of swag. The Hard Knocks cameras are rolling. They hit the field yesterday. They look like a team with a little bit of mojo, a little bit of swag. Or, in the minds of at least one of them, was that a Frisky Kitty reference? That's Logan Rome. Who's that, Jake? Either way, they both probably go to the Frisky Kitty now. Hey-o! Bet the wife loved that reference. Hey-o! All right, Alvin, I don't want to get either of us in trouble. You should stop. So the Browns, you know, bring it back. The Browns are literally talking Super Bowl. A team that won one game in the last 2 years is talking Super Bowl. Well, actually, not the Browns, but Jarvis Landry. And I'm not here to clown him either. I'll have that story for you, too. Now, what I wanted to start with today, and I was going to start with it today until I got sucked in to the abyss that was The Open, produced by Alvin, directed by Alvin. I really wanted to start another program with a take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And there's a reason for that. Very quickly. Why are you stopping? Let's go to Twitter. At Rise Rock Against. Alvy bringing the fire to start the ultimate day. Such lava. At Nate Andre tweets, this might be the best opening segment in Jungle history. Well, there's no might about it. This is the best opening segment in Jungle history. This might be the best segment in Jungle history.
Today's Friday.
Right, Hood? Tyler Kepner, 10 minutes out. All right, so let me talk about the Jags for a minute. Don't. Keep going, Alvin. You finish what you started, son. Jacksonville has got a ton of juice right now. I can't go even a couple of days without shouting, Duval!
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 I can't go even a couple of days without doing a take on the Jags. I mean, look, it would be so easy for me to be sitting here in Southern California and rant on about the Dodgers, the Lakers, the Rams, the Chargers. I could do that. I do that. Or I can go the other way and say, hey, New York is where everything starts, where everything happens. I could go with a Yankee take right off the top, but I'm not going to do that. I'd rather start with a take on the Jags, which is amazing because this time last year, it was unheard of to talk about the Jags on national sports radio. The only person who had the stones to do that was me. Who will ever forget when I led a show last summer with a take on the Jags and everybody thought that I was crazy? Then I did it again 2 days later. Two Jags takes in 3 days. Nearly broke the entire internet. Then I did three in 5 days. And a lot of people thought the world would never be the same. Then I did a fourth in 7 days. Then the Jags nearly went to the Super Bowl. It was a crazy ride for all of us. All of us. Now, I don't bring that up to remind you that I was on the cutting edge. That I was the only one who had the stones to talk about the Jags like that. I don't bring it up because I want to remind you of what life was like for the Jags a year ago. Actually, I do want to bring it up for that reason. Remember, a year ago, they're coming off a 3-win season. One of the biggest stories of their offseason was Dante Fowler Jr. You know that name. You know that story. You'll recall Fowler was arrested last summer for battery, mischief, and petty theft. Perfect bed for this, Alvy. Battery, mischief, and petty theft. The story went that he was driving in the parking lot of an apartment complex when another man complained about the way he was driving. Somehow it escalated from there because Fowler allegedly punched the guy. That's not good, right? Not good at all. But that was just the appetizer. Here comes the main course. Remember, Fowler punched this guy, took this dude's glasses, stomped on the glasses. An incredible move. And it wasn't even his best. So how do you top that? How do you top punching a guy in the head and then stomping on his glasses? Simple. According to the report, Fowler then, quote, took the victim's grocery bag with recently purchased liquor and threw it in a lake, end quote. A truly legendary piece of road rage. Punch a guy in the face, stomp his glasses, chuck the groceries into Tom Brady's lake. So the league announced that Fowler would be suspended for one game this season after he pleaded no contest to the Chargers. Well, why do I bring this up? because he met with the media yesterday. And of course, the glasses, groceries, lake incident came up. And he was asked if he feels good about the personal progress that he's made in the past year. And his response, and you wait for this now, because it's an all-time response. Again, he was asked, did he feel good about the personal progress he's made? Fowler said, and I quote, "Did I go to jail?" End quote. What an amazing response. I always say never answer a question with a question, but in this case, it's the best possible way to answer that question. With a question, do you feel good about the personal progress you made in the past year? Quote, "Did I go to jail?" Boom! Have some! But it gets better. When the reporters confirmed that no, he did not go to jail, Fowler responded with, quote, "There you go. There you go. There's your mic drop. Jump out of Jacksonville. The entire city. Jump out of the state of Florida on that one. Did I go to jail? No. Well, there you go. Roasted. That's on you, reporters. You just got your groceries thrown in the lake by D. Fowler Jr. He clowns you so hard, he stepped on all your glasses. Annual review complete. Give this cat a raise.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Right? Tell me how my ass tastes.
Tell me how my
Did I go to jail?
Tastes.
Well, there you go. I got some advice for all you before I go to break, before I end the best opening segment ever. The next time you're having a review with your boss and you get asked, hey, how do you feel like you've progressed this year? You simply answer that question with a question of your own. Did I go to jail, boss? And when the answer is, well, no, chase it with, well, there you go. Pay me. Did I go to jail? Didn't think so. Next time, ask a better question. I mean, I'm not going to say that the bar is kind of low when you're hyping yourself for not going to the jail or to jail in the past year. But that bar is so low, everybody's tripping over it. This cat is the best. Just when you thought he couldn't do better after that bout of insanity, of bad driving, this dude goes next level with it by dunking on everybody's head by asking for personal improvement, or when they ask for personal improvement. My man is a one-man Tony Robbins seminar. He's Winning. Napoleon Hill 2.0. Do you feel like you've made progress this year, Dante? Well, let me ask you this. Did I go to jail? Well, there you go. Take that crap someplace else. Did I make progress this year? Did I go to jail? Well, no, you didn't.
Please.
There you go. Jacksonville's got a great looking ring this year. But Dante Fowler Jr.'s already got the belt, already got the strap for best presser. And if you try to rip that from him, he'll rip off your glasses, stomp on them, and chuck your food and your liquor in a lake. Respect this cat. I know I do. Al Wright tweets, damn, Romy. Alby is on fire. Let me get my glow sticks and orange juice. Hey, why stop there? Get the moon rocks. Get the molly. Get the light gloves. Get the pacifier. Get the candy. Go all out, rave kids. This is not the jungle. This is freaking EDC. Hawks rolling face. Damn, man. You know they say a lot of talk show hosts have one good segment in them and then no more? That's not me. But I can promise you this, I do not have a better segment than that in me. All right, let's get out very quickly. I've got Tyler Kepner coming up next. Hope you enjoyed that rave, kids. San Diego. Here, are you ready for a multivitamin? Probably wondering what I'm so geeked up about, what I'm all hyped on. Well, for one thing, the multivitamin that I slammed this morning. You might wonder where I got it. GNC. GNC. I'll tell you why I go to GNC. They've got an in-house science team, which combines nutrients and ingredients to deliver products that work. Not all multivitamins are created equal. This is why you should choose a clinically proven GNC multivitamin that makes you feel better. Save 30% on all GNC multivitamins in-store and online Thursday through Saturday. Exclusions do apply. See associate for details. Study results based on 6 weeks of use.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Coming off a legendary Open, I'm very happy with that. Happy with myself, but much happier with Alvin, who, by the way, did not know that was happening. That was just kind of organic. Let's talk some baseball. We are joined right now by a national baseball writer for the New York Times. Lots to cover with Tyler Kepner. Tyler, great to have you back. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. Great to talk to you. So yesterday was a really busy day for the Yankees, but obviously, Tyler, the biggest story is Aaron Judge suffering that chip fracture of his right wrist. How big of a blow is that to a team that's already 4.5 games out of first in the AL East?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, you know, they have such a great record, but you look up and they're still a little bit back from Boston. So they need, they need him. They need to avoid that wild card game if at all possible. They got four games up in Boston next weekend, so the Red Sox can really make a dent, in that lead there, expand it. So yeah, it hurts a lot. 3 weeks with a lot of critical games coming up.
Yeah, it's going to hurt a lot. I wonder how much. As an example, the early reports are indicating that they're looking at 3 weeks at the earliest for Judge to return. Can you see the Yankees running down the Red Sox without Judge, or is that just too tall of an order?
Well, I could. I mean, they do have the best bullpen in the league, and it got even better with Zach Britton. They helped out the rotation with Jay Happ. So they always talk about, if you can't score more runs, you prevent more runs. And their run prevention side looks like it got a little bit better. And they still have a really good offense. It's just a lot less margin for error now without that kind of bat in there.
Tyler Kepner joining us. He's a national baseball writer for the New York Times. You mentioned Jay Happ, so they make that deal for him. What do you make of that move, and what do you think that means for that rotation?
Well, it was funny, Jim, because when they got Britton, it was sort of like, well, maybe this is their big move, and they'll just try to bullpen it through the postseason, through the rest of the way. And they can do that because their bullpen's so great, but they did not ignore that rotation. When you look at Jay Happ, he really solidifies things. They've had some problems at the back end. They lost Jordan Montgomery for the year a while ago, and they tried to patch that, and it's gone okay. They've got a great record, but Happ certainly improves on that. Sonny Gray, they don't really know what they're getting from him from start to start. You got Tanaka, Severino, Sabathia. So they're better. He gives them another arm you can throw out there in a playoff game and rely on for a solid 5-6 innings. He's been around. He's pitched in the World Series at Yankee Stadium before. So he knows his way around. He knows his way around the AL East, and he solidifies things. Just takes away one question mark that they had every fifth day.
Tyler Kepner is my guest. Now, in the past, the thinking had been that if you want to succeed in postseason baseball, you had to have big arms at the front of the rotation, guys who could carry you in a series. You wrote, I thought, a really interesting piece earlier this week about the impact that Game 3 of the 2016 ALCS had on the way managers approach postseason baseball. For those who do not remember, what happened in that game, and then how did that change things?
Yeah, that was a game. Cleveland was up 2-0 going back to Toronto, but Toronto had a big offense there, and the Indians had Trevor Bauer on the mound. He had cut his hand repairing a drone, so he had to be pushed back, and then he was bleeding all over the mound in the first inning, and there was no way to stop it, and he had to come out. And so what the Indians did is they just bullpened it the rest of the way. They had a bunch of different pitchers. Nobody faced the same hitter twice. Nobody got more than five outs, I don't think. Then they just went from one arm to another, to another, to another. They had all had rest the day before because it was an off day. So they were all rested. They were all strong. And the Blue Jays were just scrambling all game because every time you came up, there was another arm you had to see. So, it worked. I mean, it's not the way you script it, but it can be the way you script it, really. I mean, we've seen the Rays do that this year. They've been pretty good. I mean, they're hanging in there doing this bullpen thing. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if a team does that this October, especially a team with a lot of good relievers. I mean, it's a risk, but teams are more open to unconventional ideas than ever. And you saw last year in the World Series. I mean, look, LA was really, they were really big on using a lot of relievers and everything. But when it came down to it, their starter ended up losing them Game 7 because they left them out there just a little bit too long. So. I think a team that has a big power bullpen would really be kicking themselves if they didn't utilize it to full effect in the postseason.
Tyler Kepner joining us. We're talking baseball and looking ahead to the postseason already. So you've got a lot of the focus, obviously, on the Red Sox and the Yankees, but the Astros are 30 games over .500. They currently have the second best record in baseball. Of course, there is some concern when it comes to Jose Altuve's knee. But overall, how does this Astros team look compared to last year's team?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wrote about them last week. I was down there just before the All-Star break when they were playing Oakland, who's been great. But, you know, Houston got to the halfway point of the 81 games with a better run differential than any team has ever had in the expansion era. That goes back to 1961. So when they win, they were just brutally beating down their opponents. I mean, this team is really, really good. They've actually underperformed compared to their run differential. They should have even more wins. They're 30 games over 500 right now, though, so they're doing just fine. They've got a great rotation. You know, they haven't missed a turn all year. It's been the same five guys. It's the only team that's had just five guys start all year. They've got a lot of good relievers. You know, you don't look at that back end and say, oh, there's a guaranteed dominant shutdown guy. But when they get to October, they feel like they'll be able to take a Morton or McCullers out of the rotation and put him in the bullpen. I still think they'll get an arm down there somewhere, you know, with Ken Giles, you know, off in the wilderness now. But they're really good, and they made a nice little move yesterday, getting Martin Maldonado, the catcher from the Angels, really good defensive catcher. McCann's going to be out still for a little while. So they can really hit, and they can really pitch, and I still think they're the favorite. I still think they're the best team in baseball.
Tyler Kepner, my guest, before I let you go, I can't let you go without asking about the New York Mets. They're riding a mini three-game winning streak, Tyler, but overall, this has been a very Mets season full of injuries and weirdness. How would you describe where this team, and maybe even more importantly, where this organization is right now?
It's really lost now, Jim. It's rudderless. There's no direction. They hired a new manager last year in Mickey Callaway, who was a great pitching coach. But, you know, so far it's been a real rocky transition to managing. He had been with Cleveland. Sandy Alderson is away now dealing with his cancer. They have three GMs, sort of a three-headed guy replacing him. But it's really, you know, comes down to Jeff Wilpon and ownership making the ultimate call. The bottom line is they just don't know what kind of team they are. They're a bad team. I mean, the standings say that. And they're a team that just can't ever get out of the way of the injury thing. They changed their training staff last year, but it just keeps happening. I mean, Syndergaard has barely pitched this year with injuries, various kinds of injuries, now hand, foot, and mouth disease. Cespedes now is going to be out for at least 10 months with these operations on both heels, paying him $29 million a year. They went out and they did spend money. It's not like they don't spend money, but all their free agents have gone bust, every one of them. Jay Bruce, Anthony Swarzak, Vargas, Frazier's been hurt. When they spend, they don't spend correctly, and they don't have enough prospects to really fill in. So it's a shame. It's kind of a mess, but they do want to hold on to DeGrom and Syndergaard last convert.
I mean, it is a shame. It is a mess. It is a complete and utter disaster. I mean, Tyler, it's amazing. I keep coming back to this. The Mets were in the World Series in 2015. The Mets reached the postseason in 2016, and yet 2 years later, they're a laughingstock. I mean, you did a great job of laying that out, but how is that even possible? They were in the World Series in 2015.
Yeah, it's really it's amazing when you think about it. And they were not only in the World Series, but they were in the World Series with a rotation that you thought could get them back or could lead to repeated postseason appearances. Anyway, they've made one wild card game since then, and they lost to Bumgarner. So yeah, I mean that rotation was young, under control. But with the Mets, you know, their injuries keep happening. Whether it's misuse, mismanagement. I mean, really the only reliable one. You know, consistently has been DeGrom. Even he had a little injury issue, not this year. But so, yeah, I mean, they just haven't been able to keep those pitchers healthy. Harvey's long gone now, and they never really had the pieces that fit on offense. I mean, they'll have these outfielders, but they've never really seemed to be in the right position. You know, they try to fake it with guys like Adrian Gonzalez and everything. They still haven't figured out catcher. So somewhat of it's an indictment on the farm system. Somewhat of it's an indictment on the way they spend. And a lot of it's an indictment on the health and the continuing medical adventures that this team has year after year.
Covering a ton of ground this morning with national baseball writer Tyler Kepner for the New York Times. Tyler, great to get caught up. Always appreciate your time and your insight. Thank you so much.
All right, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Tyler Kepner talking Yankees, Mets, pennant races, Astros, and more. All right, so we are open, 1-800-636-8686. Once again, it lays out like this. We have Golden State Warriors guard Damian Lee. That's at 20 past the second hour. Charlie Culberson, Atlanta Braves, utility man, coming up in hour number three. He's more than that, of course. I've got the week that was. It's a getaway Friday. Hey, somebody come in here. We've got the ATP. It is a Getaway Friday, the ultimate Getaway Friday. Jump off on that. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to cover? What's on your mind? Phone lines are open. You get through the bird. You get to me. You get on the air. You establish your brand. Come and get some. What do you say we do a little spelling bee right now? Here's your word. Zypa. Spell it. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. What that is happy Z spelled backwards. If you go to bed with Zypa, you wake up with happy Z's. Did you know that one bad night of sleep can ruin your entire day? Have a couple of those while you're on vacation, then you have a ruined vacation. You don't want that. Vacations are supposed to be a time for rest and relaxation and recovery. How are you going to get any rest if you or somebody close to you is snoring all night long? Here's your solution, the Zypa. Get one before you take that vacation. Snoring is still not sleeping. So if you or somebody you know snores, go to Zypa.com. Zypa is guaranteed to stop snoring. You've got nothing to lose. If you're not happy, and you will be, but if you're not happy for any reason, return it for a full refund. If you need another reason to buy Zypa, go to Zypa.com. Use the promo code ROME. You get free shipping. Snoring is still rude and disrespectful and offensive. Why? Because there is a solution. Zypa. Get yours by going to Zypa.com. Use the promo code ROME. Get free shipping. Ensure that you have a great summer and a great life. Zypa. Got a sports update for you. Here you go. Actually, I don't, but Marco Belletti does.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Getaway ATP Day. Somebody hit me up with a good question. Send me off for a two-week vacation with a great question. Do it, because it is time to ask the pros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Listen later on. I might answer it, especially if it's a good one. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Alvin DeLauro is still getting mad respect for that open.
Dear
Rome, not only is Alvy getting you in trouble with New York, but I am in trouble at work in Newport. I have my shirt off, about to take four hits of Molly, and dancing in the halls. John in Huntington Beach. Is a great email from a lady clone. An awesome email. This email reads, "Holy crap, Rome. That opening was the greatest. Alvy, is that why you have so many kids? Do you sit around and play these bomb-ass mixes for Mama DeLauro and the panties start dropping and the wrestling commences?" War, it's Friday. Savage in Texas. Caitlin Savage. Did we ever confirm whether or not Caitlin Savage does exist? Did she call? She did. Katie called. She's a funny lady, man.
War Lady Clones.
War Caitlin Savage. That is such a funny email. Holy crap, Rome. That opening was the greatest. Alvy, keep playing it, Alvy. I'm trying to play this up for you. Holy crap, Rome. That opening was the greatest. Alvy, is that why you have so many kids? Do you sit around and play these bomb-ass mixes for Mama DeLauro? And the panties start dropping? And the wrestling commences? Or it's Friday. Kay Savage in Texas. Sent from my iPhone. You're a funny gal, Katie. Really funny. And one more email. Dear Jim, I was just going to rip you for not mentioning the Oakland A's in your opening today, but then you came through at 9:07 and saying that you are going to cover them today. Their record is backwards, according to all the predictions made for this team this year. They've got a group of stud prospects ready to come up over the next two seasons to join the current talent. Watch the F out for the A's. Keep bringing Bo Mel on the jungle for karma. Let's go, Oakland. Craig S. Come on, Craig. Save it, man. Save it. You were going to rip me for not mentioning the A's. I'm the only one mentioning the A's outside the Bay Area. And you know I'll keep bringing, quote, Bo Mel. Just understand that I'm never going to refer to him as Bo Mel. I'll talk about your A's. Like I said, remember back like a month ago when anybody who mattered in Major League Baseball said that every single playoff spot in the American League had already been locked down, even before the All-Star break. Remember that? Neither do the freaking A's, or quote, Bo Mel. If you've cracked open a newspaper, peep the standings at all, you'll see an A's squad that has pulled right up on the Mariners. They're not that far back of the Yankees either. Don't look now, Seattle. But that 8-game lead for the second wildcard spot that you had at the beginning of the month has now been burned down to 1. And as much as you want to make that about the Mariners, it's way more about the A's. Because the A's are 27-7 since June 15th. Even more importantly, they're 10-2 since their GM, David Forst, swung through the jungle and ripped a grip of karma back on July 11th.
I should tell you that I played in Springfield in 98, and I brought my copy of Welcome to the Jungle to the clubhouse.
Love that. Well, that's amazing.
That team in 98 played that CD just about every day before we headed out on the field. That's one of my memories from playing independent ball. It was perfectly timed for your show to go syndicated and then that CD to come out.
Man, there are some great jungle interviews. And then there's that. A freaking major league GM back in the day playing independent ball, but a major league GM bumping the Welcome to the Jungle CD on repeat during team bus rides through the independent leagues back in 1998. Incredible. No wonder they're on baseball's best heater right now. No wonder David Forst is one of the brightest minds in baseball right now, if not all of sport. Just a few weeks back, the A's were stuck, allegedly, in no man's land. You know, are we a buyer or are we a seller at the trade deadline? But even before running down the Mariners, and David Forst must have known something, even before they ran them down the way they have, he already was in love with the group that he has.
This group deserves a chance to stay together. They deserve a chance to play this thing out. I think we know here how precious playoff opportunities are, and you don't just punt them because you're a little bit ahead of schedule or maybe didn't expect to be here. So, you know, there have been a lot of comparisons made between this team and the 2012 team that kind of came out of nowhere, and it remains to be seen how that plays out over the last couple months. But this group likes each other. They enjoy playing together, and I think we're going to go into the next 3 weeks feeling like, hey, let's see if we can stick together, you know, hold this group and maybe even, you know, help them out a little bit.
This dude's a genius. I mean, he made that statement weeks back, and now look where they are. Let's hold this group together, give them a chance, see how it plays out, and maybe get them some help. In other words, if they weren't buyers then, they might be now. Because besides being only a game back on Seattle for the second wildcard spot, they're only 5.5 back of the Yankees for home field advantage in a 1-game playoff. Only 6 off the Astros for the division. And there's still 58 games to go. So baseball being baseball, it's a long season, which is good for some teams, but terrible for others. Terrible for a team like the Mariners, who had way too much time to blow it and then come back to the pack the way they have. But great for a team like the A's to just keep grinding and grinding and then make their move, which is what they've done. You've got Aaron Judge getting his hand exploded last night. He's going to miss 3 weeks at least. And because it's a wrist, who knows how long that's going to be and how much worse that might be. And you've got the A's, who are becoming that much more of a threat. Nobody wants to see the A's in their rearview mirror. Not the Astros, not the Yankees, and especially not the Mariners, who've got a 17-year streak of missing October. I'd welcome the A's to the party. But they are the damn party right about now. And believe me, if you heard the open, you know I know a party. And the American League just got a whole hell of a lot more interesting with the A's spinning the tunes and taking over the dance floor. I love them. I love the way they're playing right now. Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Speaking of welcome to the party, pal, this is crazy. So last weekend, Janet and I went out. We had a date night, and maybe you saw me post a pic from Newport Beach. We had a date night, rare date night, hit Newport Beach, went to a really, really nice resort. All right? Again, not being that guy. The point of this story is we go there, we have a cocktail downstairs, we come upstairs, we sit down in this booth, and the waiter says, "Hey, Rome, you will not believe who sat here right before you did." I said, "I can't wait to hear it." Understand, Newport Beach, Newport Beach is like this extremely exclusive enclave, but it's not L.A. It's not Beverly Hills. It's not that. So you don't get those kind of like celebrities or sightings down there. It's a different kind of crew. So I sit down at this resort in a nice booth. Got really lucky. Not sure why I got that table, but I did. And this guy goes, "Rome, you will never believe who sat here before you." I said, "No, I can't wait to find out. What do you got?" He said, "Bruce Willis."
"Come to the coast. We'll get together.
McClane.
A few laughs."
You got to be kidding me. McClane was in my seat before I was, and I didn't see him. And he's gone. Freaking McClane. I've still, to this day, never met him. We had one kind of awkward interview that took months to set up when he came on this show. And I couldn't have been more hyped. Freaking McClane was in Newport Beach. Back to the room, and that was that. Man, came that close. I missed the guy. I don't know how I missed that guy. Welcome to the party, pal. Welcome to the 949, pal.
Welcome to the party, pal.
I have no idea what the hell he was doing there, other than it's a really nice resort. Pelican Resort, gorgeous. Great golf course, great resort. You saw that swimming pool, right? Obviously, it's nice and McClane's hanging out there. I got a feeling, I don't know what his deal is or where he is now. I think, though, it may have had something to do with the passing of the great, great publicist, Paul Block. And Paul Block, I mentioned him when he passed. His memorial was this past week. And he was the president of a PR firm called Rogers & Cowan. Paul Block was really instrumental for me in my career when I started, because I needed somebody to negotiate a contract for me when I had my first contract back in 1991, I think. And because my mother grew up with him, he directed me to an attorney in Beverly Hills. So Paul Block was an amazing man, an amazing publicist, but he represented, among others, Bruce Willis. He was there when John Travolta had his evening where he tried to say Adele Dazeem. So Paul Block was there for that. Paul Block was there for some of the greatest moments in Hollywood history. So I think Paul Block, R.I.P., God rest his soul. God, he was a great guy. Paul Block, maybe that's why Bruce Willis was down in the 949? I don't know. I'm trying to put it together. All I know is my man sat in the same booth that I did, and somehow I missed him. That's the closest I've come to McClane after all these years. Of course, I would try and do something stupid like, hey, Bruce, you know, I showed my kids Die Hard. He'd be like, great story. Kind of like when I tried to tell Paul Westerberg way back in the day, backstage at a replacement show, "Hey, dude, just tell me this is not just another show. Like, man, I've been waiting all summer for this. Hey, Paul, tell me it's not just another show." This guy looks me dead in the eye and goes, "Dude, it's just another show." Roasted! When we return, open phones to start hour number two. Damian Lee right after that. I am Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.